Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios in conjunction with the CMS Network, and we want to invite you to Finding Sunday. That's every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for joining us this evening. It means so much that you're here. We are seeking God for you to be able to simply find your Sunday. And this Sunday, the 31st of 2021, we are choosing to listen for God's voice. There are so many people that walk around and are just wailing in the wind. They don't know which way to go. They're being blown around like a leaf in the wind and just want some guidance. So you have to listen for God's voice. But there are two scriptures that came to me concerning this matter. And this is from Everyday Matters to Big Life-Changing Events to what you should wear to where you should go to work or live or be around and date and marry. But the first scripture that came to me was John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. And then there is John 6:44. No man come to me except the Father, which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. That's John 6:44. I don't think people always, this is a personal thing, I don't think people always can recognize that God is there all the time. In everyday little situations, based in your being, every decision that you make calls you to him and him to you. But his sheep know his voice, and they follow him. So the question is, if you are wondering, who are you following? That is the question. If you are wondering, who are you following? Did you get that? If we're following our own whims, it doesn't last, or it makes us sad. It can cause a very, very pivotal damage to our lives, our minds, our bodies, our hearts and soul. So if you're wondering, who are you really following? If you are seeking God, you are praying, meditating, learning his word, you will find him. And trust me, it's never going to be answered like you want it to. He's going to answer it like you need it to. But that's where we are. And at this time, at this crazy time, if you don't have him, you are wondering. Wondering how, wondering when, wondering where. But when you have him and it's instilled in you from the beginning, you always know where to go. There's always a compass. And you have to trust and believe. We are children in the sight of God, his children, his special ones. So what we have to do now is trust that he will guide us through. He has gotten you this far. If you're listening under the sound of my voice from Suriname, the Netherlands, South Africa, Ireland, Indonesia, Canada, France, Italy, wherever you're listening from, and we are thanking you for continuing to listen. He is there to guide you. You just have to listen. It may hit you all of a sudden. It may hit you through, like a ton of bricks, through someone else. Or just literally a ton of bricks. But you have to be able and willing and ready to hear His voice and trust that you will hear His voice, because you have to follow Him blindly like a child. And just because you don't hear Him when you want to hear Him doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just simply means He's not ready to speak and it's not time for you to hear Him yet. But there's always a yet, because it's coming. But to get there, you have to know. If you're wondering, who are you following? I mean, really following every day. Your thoughts, your private thoughts. And you can share them with God. Your private thoughts, your feelings, your hurts, your woes, your worries. Who are you following? And if you know who you're following, why are you wondering? You can rest confident. Because when you need to know, you will know. It's just as simple as that. Just as simple as that. You will know. So until next time, I want you to continue to simply go about your day until you find your Sunday.